Item number 12.
From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 7,676 square feet of vehicle maintenance shop space, building 104, and approximately 20 paved parking spaces at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, the former 440th Air Force Reserve Station.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, maybe we should take 12 and 13 together, and I think then Mr. Bateman could answer any questions, because it seems like it's apropos with the Sheriff's Department.
It is. Will you call, read number 13, please?
From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 1,670 square feet of truck inspection facility space, building 204, at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, the former 440th Air Force Reserve Station.
No.
Mr. Bailey, take 12 and 13 together.
As Supervisor Brokowski points out, both of these are lease agreements between the county and the sheriff for spaces at the former 440th. The first building, I've got a map up there, it shows you where they are, will be for their explosive ordnance disposal equipment and SWAT equipment and some small offices. And the second building, which is built by the 440th as a truck inspection facility, so it's a very specialized building, so it's ideal for their storage of their semi-trailer for their bomb response unit. And this is the other building. There are reps of the sheriff's office here if you have any questions.
Yeah. Can the reps come up? I'm glad you two have been coming packing for nothing right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. Inspector Edward Bailey with the Sheriff's Office on behalf of Sheriff Clark. Mr. Chairman, the proposal as it's before you is wholly accurate as I read through it. We have actually some more units that will be able to use this space. This is an idea that we got from doing inspections of similar spaces maintained by the New York Police Department and their Special Operations Division, and with my Deputy Inspector of Police Services, Deputy Inspector Weberg, who went out and saw a similar setup at the L.A. County Sheriff's Office out in Los Angeles. What this will do is take a lot of disparate units that are currently staggered all throughout the county, some at the airport, some at some space we have up at Timmerman Field, and quite frankly, a lot of material that we have clogging up a DPW fleet out at Watertown Plank Road. And it'll put it all together in one area that our staff will then be able to respond to. I promise you, with the arterial access, with the freeways, both 794 and 94, it's going to speed response time throughout the county. The parking setup there is amazing. It's fenced in, high security, 24-hour guards. So it's going to allow that very expensive equipment that this county's put a lot of money into to be much better maintained and guarded. The training facilities that you see up on that map, especially up near the top, it looks like there's a hulk of an airplane sitting up there on the corner. That's actually a training area that was set up. County Fire does a lot of training up there. We went out and did an inspection. The training facilities at this location are amazing. They'll allow these specialized units, particularly our SWAT unit, to do training in an area that will have no impact on residential areas throughout the county. Oftentimes these units go out and do training in areas that at least abut residential areas, and that creates some problem for our taxpayers. And it'll allow us to move a lot of the training that we're currently doing out at our training academy out at Watertown, or at Ryan Road, 68th and Ryan. That's an executive, really, level training facility. The asphalt blacktop there doesn't really support the type of training that the SWAT team does. They pound up pretty good, whereas these facilities built by the United States military are designed to handle them. So it's a good deal all the way around. I'd be happy to answer any follow-on questions. But certainly, you know, if you're in favor of it, we'd be moving EOD, that's bomb squad resources, a truck and a disposal container, SWAT, two armored vehicles, and extensive additional SWAT equipment, two command posts, our mounted unit, which has two trailers, a large one, a small one, and two double-wide pickup trucks, our community policing vehicles, those are the ones that go in all the different parades, and also some of our marine resources, our Boston Whaler, and our we have some jet skis. That's what we anticipate moving down there. Yes, we do. Quick response. That was after that plane went down, the University of Michigan flight went down. We started thinking about if we have to get somebody out a mile or two into that lake the fastest way possible, how do we do it at the lowest cost possible? And the answer is one or two specially trained officers on a jet ski go flying out there and then hold, like the cavalry, hold for the rest of the Army to come. I will also say, having done the on-site inspection, Mr. Chair, that these facilities are well-maintained. They were well-maintained by the United States Air Force. I was pleasantly surprised, even shocked, even as a former soldier, to see how well-maintained these facilities are. Very little startup cost, if any. We think the cops will be able to do the heavy lifting themselves. Thank you, sir. I'll be happy to answer any questions on the committee.
Supervisor Burkowski.
I'm sold. Move approval on 12 and 13.
Any other comments? You do have funding for this, right?
We do have funding. We'll be able to absorb it in. As a matter of fact, if we do this thing right, it's going to make some money because we're going to be able – first, we're going to get out from another cross charges out at DPW Watertown Blank Road, but we're also going to potentially free up some space for other county use or maybe even sale up at Timmerman. So we will be able to absorb it easily within our budget now, and we may be able to make some money on the back end. I'm sorry?
Emergency government's also going to have Milwaukee County Emergency Management. We'll get some billing that they'll be able to do, but part of the other construct that we're also going to have there is our Emergency Management Director has mobile trailers, as all the counties do for disasters, for responding to the public and stuff like that. So that'll be in there as well, so that we can quickly mobilize that if it's necessary throughout the county.
Well, thank you. We have a motion to move approval. Supervisor Hoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have seen the facilities that the inspector referenced, and I would agree with his assessment about the quality of the grounds and the structures. And I think they'd be a fantastic addition to the new MKE Regional Business Park, and welcome to the Fighting 14.
Thank you for those warm comments, sir. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
On that note, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 12 and 13 is approved.
Madam Clerk, item number 14.
Thanks, Chair.